Let us now go over in our minds the other events which happened to our Divine Lord on this day of his solemn entry into Jerusalem. St. Luke tells us that it was on his approach to the city that Jesus wept over it and spoke these touching words, quote, "If thou also hadst known, and that in this thy day, the things that are to thy peace, but now they are hidden from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee, and thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and straiten thee on every side, and beat thee flat to the ground, and thy children who are in thee, and they shall not leave in thee a stone upon a stone, because thou hast not known the time of thy visitation." End quote. Footnote. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 42 to 44. A few days ago, we were reading in the Holy Gospel how Jesus wept over the tomb of Lazarus. Today, he sheds tears over Jerusalem. At Bethania, his weeping was caused by the sight of bodily death, the consequence and punishment of sin. But this death is not irremediable. Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in him shall live. Footnote, St. John's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 25. Whereas the state of the unfaithful Jerusalem is a figure of the death of the soul, and from this there is no resurrection, unless the soul, while time is given to her, return to the author of life. Hence it is that the tears shed by Jesus over Jerusalem are so bitter. Amidst the acclamations which greet his entry into the city of David, his heart is sad, for he sees that many of her inhabitants will not profit of the time of her visitation. Let us console the heart of our Jesus and be to him a faithful Jerusalem. The sacred historian tells us that Jesus, immediately upon his entrance into the city, went to the temple and cast out all them that sold and bought there. Footnote, St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verse 12. This was the second time that he had shown his authority in his father's house, and no one had dared to resist him. The chief priests and Pharisees found fault with him and accused him to his face of causing confusion by his entry into the city. But our Lord confounded them by the reply he made. It is thus that in after ages, when it has pleased God to glorify his Son and the church of his Son, the enemies of both have given vent to their rage. They protested against the triumph, but they could not stop it. But when God, in the unsearchable ways of his wisdom, allowed persecution and trial to follow these periods of triumph, then did these bitter enemies redouble their efforts to induce the very people that had cried Hosanna to the Son of David to clamor for his being delivered up and crucified. They succeeded in fomenting persecution, but not in destroying the kingdom of Christ and his church. The kingdom seemed at times to be interrupted in its progress, but the time for another triumph came. Thus will it be to the end. And then, after all these changes from glory to humiliation, and from humiliation to glory, the kingdom of Jesus and of his bride will gain the last and eternal triumph over this world, which would not know the time of its visitation. We learn from St. Matthew, footnote, St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verse 17, that our Savior spent the remainder of this day at Bethania. His Blessed Mother and the house of Lazarus were comforted by his return. There was not a single offer of hospitality made to him in Jerusalem. At least, there is no mention in the Gospel of any such offer. We cannot help making the reflection, as we meditate upon this event of our Lord's life, an enthusiastic reception is given to him in the morning. He is proclaimed by the people as their king, But when the evening of that day comes on, there is not one of all those thousands to offer him food or lodging. In the Carmelite monasteries of St. Teresa's Reform, there is a custom which has been suggested by this thought, and is intended as a reparation for this ingratitude shown to our Redeemer. A table is placed in the middle of the refectory, and after the community have finished their dinner, the food which was placed upon that table is distributed among the poor, and Jesus is honored in them. We give, as a conclusion to this day, a selection from the hymn used by the Greek Church on Palm Sunday. It was written by the celebrated hymnographer, Cosmas of Jerusalem. Hymn: In Dominica Palmarum. Lo, the God that sitteth in the highest heavens upon the cherubim, and looketh down on lowly things, cometh in glory and power. All creatures are full of his divine praise. Peace upon Israel, and salvation to the Gentiles. The souls of the just cried out with joy, now is prepared a new covenant for the world, and mankind is renewed by the sprinkling of the divine blood. The people fell upon their knees, and rejoicing with the disciples, sang with palms in their hands, Hosanna to the Son of David! Praiseworthy and blessed art thou, O Lord God of our fathers! The simple-hearted people, yea, and little children, the fittest to adore God, praised him as King of Israel and of the angels. Praiseworthy and blessed art thou, O Lord God of our fathers! O Sion, there came to thee Christ, thy King, seated on a young colt, for he came that he might loose mankind from the senseless error of idolatry, and tame the wild passions of all nations, that thus they might praise thee, singing, Bless the Lord, all ye his works, and extol him above all forever. Christ thy Lord hath reigned forever. He, as it is written, the Meek One, the Savior, our just Redeemer, came riding on an ass's colt, that he might destroy the pride of his enemies, who would not sing these words, Bless the Lord, all ye his works, and extol him above all forever. The unjust and obstinate Sanhedrin, the usurpers of the Holy Temple, are put to flight, for they had made God's house of prayer a den of thieves, and shut their hearts against the Redeemer, to whom we cry, Bless the Lord, all ye his works, and extol him above all forever. God is our Lord, he hath appeared unto us. Appoint a solemn feast, and come, let us rejoice and magnify the Christ, praising him with palms and branches in our hands. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, our Savior. Why, O ye Gentiles, have ye raged? Why, O ye scribes and priests, have ye devised vain things, saying, Who is this, unto whom children with palms and branches in their hands cry aloud this praise? Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord our Savior. Why, O ye perverse of heart, have ye thrown stumbling blocks in the way? Your feet are swift to shed the blood of the Lord. But he will rise again, that he may save all that cry to him. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord our Savior.